The Vermont Senate has passed and sent to the House a resolution that supports the Agency of Agriculture's proposal to adopt an administrative rule to implement international maple grading standards. Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Board Chair Jake Kucher explains that the international grading system is brand new.
This is a new set of standards that was put together by the International Maple Syrup Institute, which has membership from and representation from all of the U.S. states as well as the four Canadian provinces that produce maple syrup. If you go back 40 years, Vermont's maple production was much smaller than it is today. We didn't have some of the marketing avenues that we have today, the internet being one of them. It's a little different today than when people used to just walk onto our farms and ask us about the different grades of maple syrup. What we're recommending is that we incorporate flavor characteristic along with a color characteristic of the maple syrup. So if you're shopping for maple syrup in a store somewhere and you know very little about it, by reading the label, it'll give you an idea of whether it's mild maple syrup or strong maple syrup.
Green's Sugar House in Pulteney produces about 2,400 gallons of maple syrup in a good year. Co-owner Pam Green is enthusiastic about the labeling changes.
This is going to be so great for the customer. They're confused. When you say fancy syrup, they think that's the best that you have to offer because they equate it with other foods that have the same designations. So by putting flavor and color descriptors on there, it'll be super because the consumer buys mainly with their eyes, what they can see, and unfortunately they can't see the syrup in our jugs. So as a sugar maker, if I'm not right there to explain it, help them sample it, if they go into a grocery store or somewhere else to pick up the syrup, they really don't know what to get.
The changes will protect the unique Vermont brand and will help open up new markets, according to Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Chief of Consumer Protection, and State Maple Specialist Henry Marquez.
The big change would be what has been known as commercial grade syrup, the really dark syrup, would be allowed to be sold in retail containers as long as it was good quality. A lot of people like this for cooking. Up to now, you really haven't been able to legally buy it. This would allow for that. The other thing is we want to still leave Vermont in the grade, no matter what the grade is, so people buying syrup, you'll know it's Vermont. Also, Vermont density requirements, how much the sap has been boiled and the sugar has been concentrated. The minimum has always been higher than any other state or province, and we would keep that. And we're suggesting that Vermont should market the heck out of that because it does set our syrup apart from other syrup as far as the flavor.
The Vermont Sugar Makers Association hopes the new labeling system can be phased in by the 2014 sugaring season. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.